hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Watch out! Oh my God! Watch out! Watch it! Oh my God! Is he dead?
No, I'm just drunk.
Watch
out! I'm just...
Oh my God!
It's cool, everybody. I'm just drunk.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have tied the knot.
Yeah.
After packing on the PDA on the 2022 Grammys red carpet in Las Vegas, the lovebirds got hitched in Sin City.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says romance like getting hitched in Sin City.
The two said I do around 1:45 a.m. on Monday at the one...
Oh, they're so edgy. They get married late at night. Yeah, they're edgy. He's a rock star.
Love Wedding Chapel. And an Elvis Presley impersonator officiated the nuptials.
You could not have asked for a more tacky wedding.
The owner of the Vegas Wedding Chapel, Marty Frierson, told Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
The ceremony lasted roughly 30 minutes, and no pictures were allowed to be taken during the private ceremony.
Everybody was yawning, like, can we just do this in the morning?
But Marty told Access that the couple had four people with them, and three of them did, in fact, videotape everything.
Oh, that's good. We got everything on tape. I do.
The One Love Wedding Chapel's owner also noted that the two looked very much in love, and there was a lot of PDA going on while the two became husband and wife.
Don't grab her ass yet.
Access Hollywood has reached out to the newlyweds for comment. The Pooch founder and the Blink-182 drummer announced that they were dating on Valentine's Day back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
They got engaged less than a year later in October 2021 during a romantic beachside proposal in Montecito, California.
Well, yeah, nothing screams romantic like Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Fans will get to see an inside look at their engagement in the Kardashian-Jenner family's new reality show, which is set to premiere on Hulu April 14th.
I thought they retired. Oh, that's right.
Kourtney's mom, Kris Jenner, already teased the fans how romantic the engagement was during a recent appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
The Kardashians are pretty good at teasing, guys.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right
back.
Oh,
yeah. We're just getting this party going. It's just beginning. But I want to let you guys know, we can always go to RyanHoppyRadio.com for all the info on this award-winning podcast.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raised my whiskey. I'm going to tear up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Look out, Lord Bridgerton. There's a new gentleman in town.
Hell yeah, I don't know what that means, but good pop culture reference. Celebrity news reporter.
Jason Momoa says he, quote, was just being a gentleman.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never met the guy. He seems a little douchey.
After he was spotted lending his jacket to Kate Beckinsale at the Vanity Fair Oscar after party.
Oh, that means she went down on him that night. He did the same. After she left.
After romance rumors swirled that he and Kate may be dating following the sweet gesture.
I love when these celebrity news reporters are like dating. No, they're just banking. Banging!
The 42-year-old actor set the record straight.
opening up to extra at the Ambulance film premiere on Monday.
I'm glad he was able to tell us the truth, because celebrities never lie that they're not banging because they want to keep it private. Because he says they're not banging, that means they're not banging.
That he had been chatting with the underworld actress about her home country, England.
I didn't know she was from there. Never seen a movie, I have no plan on it.
Where he had been filming Aquaman 2 when he gave her his jacket. It was cray. Everyone is like, are you dating? No, it was chivalry. The woman was cold.
Honestly, Kate Beckinsale deserves better than dating Jason Momoa. Nothing wrong with his acting and nothing wrong with his looks, but if you're using the word cray as a 42-year-old man, you don't deserve Kate Beckinsale.
The Aquaman star insisted he and the 48-year-old actress are not romantically linked, despite the sweet moment.
She's like a nice, like, 2001 Honda Civic. 48 years old? Man, she looks good. Never mind. You know what I'm saying? You got it.
Telling Extra, quote, absolutely not. Not together. Jason continued on, adding, she is very nice. I was being very nice. Just being a gentleman. Now I am not giving my coat to anyone.
That's not all he gave up that night.
Besides hanging out with Kate after the Oscars.
Besides all the times they were seen together, they never banged.
The Dune actor was also spotted partying with Zendaya and Rita Ora. Oh, Jason showed up stacked to the 2022 Oscars.
Oh, he's so cool.
As he and his wife, Lisa Bonet, called it quits back in January.
So then it's not his wife. I know they haven't completely gone through the divorce procedures. Never mind. It was like when Kim Kardashian was broken up with Kanye and he just didn't want to sign the paperwork. And they're like, Kanye West's wife, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, technically, but not really.
The recent exes share two children together, a son, Nakoa Wolf, and a daughter, Lola. Plus, he is still close with his stepdaughter, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they're all a big, happy family.
Jason told Access Hollywood,
because they portray themselves as a happy family, and all the happy families are the ones that portray themselves as perfect in public, correct?
Close with his stepdaughter, Zoe Kravitz. Jason told Access Hollywood at the Oscars that he and Lisa aren't reconciling.
Oh, that's good, man.
Saying, quote, they aren't back together.
Duh.
But that won't stop them from remaining a tight-knit family.
He I respect told Access- that. I respect that because that means you're not making it about you. You're making it about the kids. It's like, it's necessary to be a good parent.
It's Hollywood, Scott Evans, and Zuri Hall.
Yeah.
That they're, quote, family forever.
That's good, man. That's just what we want to hear. It improves our day knowing that Jason Momoa and what's her name, Lisa, are cool. It just improves our bank account. It improves our life knowing that they're doing well.
I have to say this. I feel like, you know, and
I have to say this. Inside Access Hollywood reporter learned to talk into a microphone. I have to say this. I have my chance to interview Jason Momoa, and I'm not even talking into the microphone.
I mean this with all due respect. When the announcement came out about you and the missus,
yeah,
we all were kind of like, oh, man, because I told you on...
Yeah. I'm so worked up about it. No, I'm just trying to kiss your ass. Oh, I was so affected by the divorce.
Miss Carpet before, you are my inspiration.
Oh, that is...
It is such an encouragement to see you back together, working on it, figuring it out.
Oh, no, we're not back together. We're family, you know? Family.
Dummy. First of all, he doesn't know how to talk into a microphone. And second of all, he doesn't even put it up to Jason's mouth. That's what, never mind. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
NBC's Mike Tirico's there in Augusta covering all the action for the...
Hi, Mike Tirico. He should have been canceled, but the things he got accused of happened in 1992, so they don't matter. So we just look at Mike Tirico on TV and just forget about the creepy things he did. Look it up.
NBC's Mike Tirico's there in Augusta covering all the action for the Golf Channel. Mike, I can't help but what Tiger said at that news conference. I'm still working on the walking part, and now there's a conversation of whether or not he will play in the Masters.
Man, everything Hoda says is just annoying. She talks like this.
Been down there for a few days. What is your gut telling you?
That she quit eating barbecue.
I think everything Hoda and good morning everyone is leaning in that direction.
Yeah.
Tiger would not have come up here a week ago today for a practice round, or come up here on Sunday and play the 9 holes of practice he did Sunday and yesterday. He wouldn't have done all of that if he didn't intend to play.
Oh, he could do it because he's been irrelevant. He's kind of a loser. I mean, almost dies. Like, why wouldn't Tiger Woods just hang out at a practice? Oh, he hung out with people? He must totally be making it about him. Well, he kind of is.
So I think barring a major setback, we are looking at Tiger being on the first tee on Thursday, which is extraordinary. Now, this guy has done so many things that we said, nah, that's impossible.
I love the Gen Xers that kiss his ass. Like, I think he's good at golf or whatever, and the documentary was fascinating on HBO Max. But I love the people that are like, he's such an inspiration at Tiger Woods.
This one might top all of them.
Oh, yeah, it didn't top banging that Perkins waitress on the table.
For those of us who've watched in the last 25 years.
Mike, we know that Tiger's got a flair for the dramatic. This would be the 25th anniversary of his first victory at the Masters.
Good job, Carson Daly. I'm glad you called it out. That Tiger's a little dramatic.
He would also tie Jack for 6 green jackets. He plays extremely well after injury. Yum. How much can we read into what Freddie Couples said yesterday when he played with him and said he was out driving Justin? He was putting to Sunday pin placements. He hit number 8 and 2 the par 5.
So you're saying that he's doing all these golf activities and that might mean that he's back playing golf? What a concept. I'm just saying.
I mean, forget him. And saying he's going to play in the tournament, is it possible he's planning on trying to make the weekend and maybe even win?
No, Tiger Woods wants to play golf and lose.
Carson, are you excited about this?
Woo!
This is all I'm good for, Mike.
We know, Carson.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, which Carson Daly should hit up. FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Here's how it goes. You go to FitSageFitness.com, and if you live within the Tampa Bay area, you can work out with him. But listen, if you don't, you can do virtual workouts, but you got to make it happen, Captain. FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Marijuana. It's the most commonly abused illicit drug in the United States, even though the effects of smoking it can be debilitating. Short-term effects include problems with memory, distorted perception, loss of coordination, and problems with memory. Long-term effects are probably even worse. Marijuana makes you think that you're something you're not. I thought I was something I'm not. But now I'm not.
Money. And like.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi, how's it going? Good to hear. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can always leave me a voicemail. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Why would I go to an award for? Do I have any new music? Why would I show up?
Yeah, she's kind of on the retirement phase. Cardi B.
And I deleted my Twitter.
Cardi B is saying goodbye to Twitter again.
Nowadays with social media, everybody just have different opinions.
Yeah.
The rappers.
Like you, Cardi. Don't act like you don't share your opinions. Everybody else throws opinions at you. And don't worry, I'm a Cardi fan. But I'm just saying, she's acting like she never throws any opinions out there.
Nowadays with social media, everybody just have different opinions.
The rapper's social media account is deactivated, apparently in response to outrage from her fan base.
Man, if you're getting outraged over Cardi B, you're weird, man.
Following Cardi skipping the Grammy Awards. By all appearances, Cardi's Instagram account is also nowhere to be found.
Doesn't she have like 2 kids? If she's not being nominated, why go to that trash fest? Oh, Doja Cat was so gorgeous.
Let's back up.
When did I ever gave hints that I was going to the f***ing Grammys?
Cardi doesn't mince words in this Instagram live session on Sunday.
No, she does not.
Speaking out against criticism from her fans when she didn't show up for the Grammys.
The fans weren't even invited, so why would they care? Oh, they have no life. People on the internet having no life? What a concept!
When did I ever gave hints that I was going to the f***ing Grammys?
You mean give hints? That's bad grammar. Me correcting grammar?
And for you to call me lazy and shit because I'm not going to an award, what? Why would I go to an award for?
I don't know. Why would you go to an award for?
Do I have any new music? Why would I show up with one nomination?
Yeah, maybe you should make new music. 856-49-HOPPY.
Handed. Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar won for Family Ties.
So you wanted me to go to the Grammys,
yeah,
lose an award, and me to be there, smile like, That's great.
She sounds a little crazy. Like she's a little off her meds. Like she's not really doing good.
But the main conflict here, Cardi's family. And she...
Duh.
She's not having any of it.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck what I said on them tweets.
Yeah.
I really motherfucking mean it.
Oh, wow. Tell me. Please don't hurt me.
Oh, why would you wish that on somebody, mother? Well, that person brought up my son. If you talking shit about me, why you bringing up my fucking son?
Here's the thing. If you're responding to the haters online, you're letting them win because that's what they want. If you don't respond and block them, sorry, bitch. Trust me, I have experience.
What do my son got to do with anything?
Yeah.
If you bring up my son, I hate you.
I think they hate you too. That's why they're bringing up your son.
Fans might recall, Cardi previously left Twitter for brief periods in 2020 and 2021.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing girl day shit.
Can you imagine, like, these celebrity news reporters are acting like we're supposed to remember? Oh, yeah, it was August 22nd, 2020. I'm sure there are people that I remember.
Previously left Twitter for brief periods in 2020 and 2021.
Tell me about it.
I'm doing girl day shit today, right? And,
gonna get my vagina waxed. Gonna go to Chick-fil-A.
And I'm chilling and everything. And then I'm going to my Twitter. And I see people on my Twitter, my fans, my own fans, talking shit.
And they're not your fans. They're internet trolls. Not everybody that follows you, Cardi, is a fan.
You should also note, leading up to her Twitter exit, Cardi allegedly continued defending her Grammy's absence, tweeting, "When and where did I ever give hints? Like, are you okay?"
No, we are not. Because we're really worried about you, Cardi. We're just wondering. We're on eggshells wondering how you're doing.
And while teasing her new music, yeah, Cardi also said next year, seemingly a soft RSVP for the Grammys in 2023.
Oh, we're going to assume she's going to make such good music.
I just want to be like a party. I like parties.
That's Cardi chatting with ET last year. And in the lead up to hosting the AMAs, she spoke out against the downside of social media.
I'm always thankful when I win an award, any award, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just like sometimes, you know, nowadays with social media, everybody just have different opinions.
I'm probably projecting because I have a hard time with it, but I'm getting really good at it. But why do you care what they say? They wouldn't say it to your face.
Sometimes, no matter if 100,000 people are saying that they like it,
yeah,
it could be 2-3 people that are saying the nasty thing. And it just like make you feel like, am I doing enough?
It's kind of cool to see that she's being kind of relatable. That's why people like Cardi.
And like when I get these awards, it's just sort of like fans and people in the industry.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
This just unearthed footage shows the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas talking about her past when she belonged to a notorious cult.
Someone in politics being married to someone that was in a cult? All of politics, they're all in a cult.
When you come away from a cult, you have to find a balance in your life as far as getting involved with fighting the cult, or getting involved with exposing the cult.
Jenny Thomas was speaking to a cult awareness group.
Oh, I should have gone to that event.
The year was 1986, 1 year before she married Clarence Thomas.
He had the money and he had all the things. And she's like, let me go from being in a cult because I don't really know what I'm doing with my life because I can't really be independent. So let me go marry him.
She tried to explain her struggle to escape the cult known as LifeSpring.
Oh, it's a good one.
I want to keep other people from going through that experience.
Before dissolving in the mid-90s, LifeSpring was said to have 400,000 members.
It's a lot.
It was founded in 1974, claiming to help people gain self-confidence and control of their lives. But according to former members, some of their so-called exercises included having people disrobe and ridiculing their body fat.
That sounds like a fun cult. Hey, you're hypnotized and we're going to call you a fat ass. What a good time that would be.
The eye-opening video was discovered by cult expert Stephen Hassan.
This cult sounds no different than Weight Watchers.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by, let me think here, Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. The best workouts in all of the Bay Area. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hey, a phone booth. I can call my nephew. Whoa, a real live robot. Or is that some kind of cheesy New Year's costume?
Bite my shiny metal ass.
It doesn't look so shiny to me.
Shinier than yours, meatbag.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Khloe Kardashian is setting the record straight about her looks.
Oh, thank God that you completely changed it after getting dumped by Tristan the first time, and then he came back to you with your new look and cheated on you again. Is that what you're getting real about?
Khloe Kardashian is setting the record straight about her looks. On Friday, the reality star shut down one fan's speculation that she'd enhanced her figure with cosmetic surgery. The gossip was sparked by a video a Kardashian fan page shared of one of the 37-year-old's recent workouts.
A Kardashian fan page is somebody who's bored.
Khloe looked toned in a fuchsia sports bra and leggings and pink sneakers as she showed off some exercises. One Instagram user left this comment on the clip.
The Kardashians showing off their body, that's never happened before. They always bring unique things to the table. On the table, rather.
OMG, you can see her implants when stretching. A second layer of bum on top of her bum.
Can you imagine, like, being paid to analyze the Kardashians' asses?
But the Good American co-founder was quick to clear things up. She replied, LOL, silly goose. It's the seam design of the leggings.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's so funny. You guys just want to believe anything bad.
Yeah, that's how the world works. If we didn't want to believe anything bad, your show wouldn't be popular.
Adding a laughing, crying emoji. At the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion last year, the mom of one reflected on having to face so much chatter about her appearance.
Oh no! How do you survive?
Everyone says, oh my gosh, she's had her third face transplant, but...
But you have. If it really didn't bother you, you wouldn't bring it up. But you're bringing it up because it bothers you.
I've had one nose job.
Okay.
Dr. Raj Kanodia.
And three blowjobs today.
And everyone gets so upset, like, why don't I talk about it? No one's ever asked me.
But now that we're asking you, can we find out the truth?
Khloe is never afraid to speak her mind on Instagram.
She's just going to walk around it. Everybody's asking me. Everybody's asking me. So what is it, Khloe? But everyone's asking me. She's dancing around the issue.
Earlier this week, she clapped back after one fan speculated why she wasn't photographed on the Vanity Fair Oscars after party red carpet.
I don't know. Who cares? You're weird if you notice that. Also, I love when they call it clap back. They wouldn't know about making those cheeks clap, though.
the user wrote in a since deleted comment. Wait, so Khloe was there, but not important enough to walk the red carpet. And then to add insult to injury, she is the only Kardashian not in the Met Gala.
Oh man, these people are really noticing that she's kind of left up. I feel like her whole life, when she's been a part of the Kardashians, she's been kind of left out.
Khloe was quick to clap back, replying,
I'm really sensitive and this bothers me.
I don't know what on earth you're talking about and where you think you come up with these stories that you assume are facts.
Here's the thing though. She's not saying what's true and what's not true. She's trying to like play a mind trick and change it. You know what I mean? She should have been like, I was at the Met Gala. I was at this, but she's not saying what she was and what she wasn't at because she knows that she got caught.
Both of your comments are untrue, babe.
So then show us proof. Oh, you're too busy getting your face done. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. So I'm not somebody that critiques comedy because I find comedians at times to be repulsive. They absolutely hate their life, so they want to make everybody else happy. But then behind the scenes, they're like douchebags. And it's like, well, your whole job is to make people laugh and happy, so why are you rude to people? So I'm not really the biggest fan of comedians. Like, I liked comedy growing up when I listened to the Opie and Anthony show and Ron and Fez, but I'm not going to be like, oh, I love comedians. But you know who I definitely don't find funny? Trevor Noah. The guy's really talented at being a presenter. The guy's really talented at talking. The guy's really talented at just being a cool guy in the room. But absolutely, positively, none of his jokes land. He is so unfunny, it's ridiculous.
We're going to be listening to some music.
Yeah.
We're going to be dancing. Mm-hmm. We're going to be singing. We're going to be keeping people's names out of our mouths.
And we're going to be fake laughing at my jokes.
And we're going to be giving out awards.
And we have no content since Trump didn't get elected.
All throughout the night.
You know your joke did not land if everybody's clapping in the audience. Yeah. You're doing a good job, Trevor. Not the best job, but a pretty good job. Enough to get a blowjob later.
So...
duly noted, it seems Trevor Noah doesn't want a repeat of the Oscars drama on music's biggest night.
Yeah, we must have a prestigious night where Doja Cat talks about almost shitting herself. Oh, what a prestigious event.
The Daily Show host emceed this year's Grammy Awards and kicked off Sunday's show with a star-studded monologue that appeared to throw subtle shade at the slap heard around the world.
I love how they say he emceed the event, like he did a good job. He was just the host. To me, Chris Rock was the MC of the Academy Awards. But I don't really put the word MC, and I don't really put the word Trevor Noah together.
It's going to be such a beautiful evening. Don't even think of it as an award show. This is a concert where we're giving out awards.
The best part was whenever Trevor Noah was walking around the Grammys, they had all these tables, and like nobody was laughing. And I felt bad for the people that were at the tables behind him because they looked really uncomfortable. Like, can you move? But I'm walking around. I'm really social. Even though every woman that's ever dated me hates me, but I'm so social. Look at me. I'm amongst the peasants.
All right. We're going to be listening to some music.
Yeah.
We're going to be dancing. We're going to be singing. We're going to be keeping people's names out of our mouths.
That's a good one-liner, man.
And we're going to be giving out awards.
No wonder your ratings are low.
All throughout the night.
Oh, that's a good reaction from the crowd. This describes the response that America has given Trevor Noah since coming here.
And we're going to be giving out awards.
Here's the average laugh track of every time he talks.
All
woo! Trevor Noah's here. Woo!
Throughout the night. So, let's get straight into it.
Yeah, let's all clap our hands because we're not laughing.
Though Trevor's opening was full of A-list names, he stayed true to his word by making sure to drop them as safely as possible. From the night's seven-time nominee Olivia Rodrigo to Oscar winners Jared Leto and Lady Gaga and more.
Man, Lady Gaga needs to bring the meat dress back.
And you should see everyone is here. Every single person you can imagine is here. Like,
is your sense of humor there?
Olivia Rodrigo. I saw Olivia Rodrigo myself.
I did a lot of cocaine before this.
Yeah. She was getting carded, and she had to show a bouncer her actual driver's license. It was like history, people.
You're so funny, dude. Everybody's laughing in the audience. Jesus Christ.
Lady Gaga and Jared Leto are here as well, everyone. That's going to be fun.
Lady Gaga's like, shut up and go back to Comedy Central.
Yes. It's not a full house of Gucci, more like an apartment of Gucci, a Gucci Airbnb, you know? But this room is...
Oh, yeah, the good laughter. You hear that response? He's just... He's out there killing it.
Airbnb, you know? But this room is full of music royalty. Justin Bieber, I saw him somewhere.
Hey, he's somewhere. Let's, go to all the comedians and all the artists and all the celebrities in the audience and let's make them uncomfortable because my jokes are not landing and I'm running out of content.
BTS also got a cute shout out.
Listen, I think BTS's music is awful, but their performance, they are just like, you're like watching it. I was really drunk at my friend's house. So I was really like vibing with it. And like, it's crazy how in sync they are.
With Trevor playfully revealing that he may even fancy himself an honorary member or at least part of the army.
Can you add me to something that's popular so that my popularity gets grandfathered in, godfathered in? Because nobody really watches my show. Please, could I join AC/DC? Could I join something where I get popular? Because I'm not popular in America.
BTS is in the house, people.
Finally, you get some cheers. Everything else you said didn't get a response, but you talk about one of the biggest bands in the world, then you get attention.
BTS is in the house, people. And before we fight, I call dibs on RM. You guys can fight over everybody else. Everyone's here. What's going on, Billy Porter?
Hey, what's up, dude? Let me bother you while you're sitting there having your dinner with your wife. Let me put you on national TV because I don't know what to do because I'm not funny. And you think I'm loud? He talks like this. None of my jokes land.
And before we fight, I call dibs on RM. You guys can fight.
RN like a nurse? What? Oh, is that somebody from... Okay. Oh, what a joke.
Over everybody else. Everyone's here. What's going on, Billy Porter? How you doing? I actually met BTS backstage, and I got to show them some of my dance moves, and Jungkook said I was Musuin, and I don't speak Korean, but I think it means pretty dope. Yeah.
Oh, God. Not really funny. Here's the thing, and here's what I was thinking about. So obviously Trevor Noah is very successful. Obviously he's made it very far in life. Obviously he's talented. But I wonder if he's aware that he's not funny. Or if everybody goes, oh, Trevor Noah, you're hilarious. Because he's no dummy. He's a professional. He's highly paid, so he's good at reading the room. I wonder if his narcissism imagines that the whole crowd is laughing because nobody was laughing at the Grammys. And I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be a shock jock. But I'm just telling you, like, I wonder what it's like knowing that you're not that funny.
It's understandable that Trevor was hoping for a smooth evening. This year's Grammys come 1 week after Oscar viewers and participants were left stunned when Will Smith smacked presenter Chris Rock on stage after...
Whatever. Well, that was a week ago. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of unfunny hacks...
Finally, the calendar tells us we're now officially clear of April Fool's Day, but last night a few late night hosts pulled off an epic prank.
Oh no.
And do you like the studio? Do you enjoy it?
Not really. No. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It makes me realize what a dump our place is.
How about Guillermo? Is he alright?
Look at Jimmy Fallon, he's fake laughing. God, he's the worst. Thing is, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon switched sets on TV. Ooh, wow. Riveting TV. It's almost like they came together. It's like when you watch a show like Power or The Wire and rival gangs come together to make a lot of cocaine sales. That's what you call it, sales. It's the same thing with Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. They're like, listen, we're not relevant. We're not funny. Nobody's really watching us unless you're a liberal douchebag. So let's give each other some publicity for 5 minutes.
It's absolutely beautiful. It makes me realize what a dump our place is.
How about Guillermo? Is he all right? Is he doing okay?
That's Jimmy Kimmel in the Tonight Show studio in 30 Rock and Jimmy Fallon in Los Angeles hosting each other's shows, much to the surprise of the studio audiences. They did many of the other hosts' recurring bits.
Listen, I haven't been a fan of Jimmy Kimmel in about 10 years, but the people that went to the Tonight Show got a much better show. And the people that went to Los Angeles, well, I'm sorry.
And both.
I would be so mad. Like, if I were going to see Jimmy Kimmel and then Jimmy Fallon was there, I'd be like, Jimmy, you're not funny, you're not talented, but I heard you buy out the bar afterwards. Let's get drunk.
Both had the Red Hot Chili Peppers on as their musical guests. The Jimmys say they've been planning this for 2 years, wanted to do it back in April 2020. But
then obviously COVID came around.
Obviously COVID.
I've never even heard this. I knew he was going to say it. I'm the best of all time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com. / Ryan Hoppy. It's the best podcasting network in all of the universe. They also have the best podcast, but the best one there is Happy Hour. Only at QODPOD.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
So what do we got?
Girl, mid-20s, no ID. Looks like she's been out here for a while.
Aw, man, the chief is gonna throw a fit with this one, being so close to the anniversary celebration.
Yeah, never get used to the smell.
Stop firing, what are you doing?
Assie, hold your fire, dammit! What the hell do you think you're doing?
What do we got, Chief?
What do we got? We had one dead girl. Now we got five cops dead.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Eric Church is next. The country music singer is making a mea culpa to apologize for recently canceling a Texas concert so that he could watch the NCAA Final Four game this past weekend.
What a douche.
Less than a week's notice, Church canceled that show in San Antonio so that he could support the University of North Carolina.
I think he canceled it just because he didn't want to go to San Antonio. Bitches! Bitches!
Their championship game, of course, which they won over Duke. Did you know that, Savannah? Did I blow it for you? I'm sorry.
Let me make you feel bad that your team didn't win. Because behind the scenes, all these anchors hate each other, so he's kind of rubbing it in. Carson Daly, a really talented guy.
You know that, Savannah? Did I blow it for you? I'm sorry. After receiving, I know you TiVo'd the game or you DVR'd the game.
Wow, watch it.
TiVo, DVR. No wonder Carson Daly's irrelevant. Did you TiVo it? Why didn't you text me on your Motorola Razr phone? You know what phone was really cool back in the day, but I never had? Remember like that LG chocolate? Oh, I wanted that.
You're going to watch it at home.
Wait, Darth Vader's who's father?
She's adorable.
After receiving waves of criticism from fans online and fellow country music singers, Church just announced that on Friday, that he would be offering a free show to anybody who had tickets to that canceled concert.
Eric Church was doing them a favor. I'm an average country music singer, and I'm going to ditch you to go watch the Final Four of basketball. It's the first time I've ever watched basketball. I just didn't feel like being in Texas.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of douchebags.
Not a trade. I'm trading crypto.
Cryptocurrency making a big splash from celebrity ads to bullish investors.
I am so sick of cryptocurrency. I love when they're like, there's going to be the new one that's going to come out. And then there's some article about the new crypto. And it's like, if there's articles about it, you've already lost. Remember when everyone's like, you got to put your money in Dogecoin, bro. It's about Dogecoin. Shut up.
Bitcoin is here to stay.
There are more than 17,000 different types of crypto on the market with an estimated value over $2 trillion.
Oh, wow. And I'm sure the rich and elite have all $999 billion.
While crypto has helped many investors make money, Homeland Security says the digital currency is also attracting some scammers.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a crypto bro. I know everything about crypto. Cool, man. No one gives a fuck.
Rely on romance to attract their targets.
I was looking for, you know, someone to have some fun with. You know, let's go hiking, let's go have dinner.
And let's talk about crypto.
Mike, who asked us not to reveal his last name, is retired and single.
But I'm going to show my face so everyone knows who I am. It's this nice, like, 55-year-old guy. You know those, like, single middle-aged guys that take those really weird selfies and they have like 100 of them? He's one of those. Like, he's a nice guy, but he's like, don't release my last name, but please show all my selfies.
Mike, who asked us not to reveal his last name, is retired and single. He went on dating app Tinder to find companionship.
Hi, I'm 55 years old and I'm trying to get my D wet, so I'm gonna go on Tinder.
But says he was swindled through a sophisticated crypto investment scheme.
I got swindled in Cleveland.
How much money did you lose to this scam?
Send about $277,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Oh, for you, baller, average Joe, anonymous Mike. Oh, that's no big deal, right?
That money is gone?
Yes.
He says it started in July when he connected with someone named Jenny, who said she was from Malaysia. She quickly asked.
I thought they were going to say she was from the block.
Asked him to leave Tinder and talk on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is where all the scams go. Man, this guy probably has not been laid since, like, Bush was in office.
Initially messaging him about visiting and meeting in person, but then the conversation turned to money.
She told me that her uncle, he was the world expert in Bitcoin.
Aren't we all?
Jenny persuaded him to invest $5,000 with a legitimate crypto site, but he...
Sounds legitimate if it's not legitimate. Aren't all crypto sites a scam?
He says she then encouraged him to move it to a different platform.
Yeah.
Sent him a website where he could see his crypto investment growing.
I just made $5,000. So that was where she would get me excited and say, Mike, you got to send more money. And then I was making, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 profit.
4 months later, Mike realized the profits weren't real. This exact scam is becoming more common, according to Amy Nofziger, the director of fraud victim support at AARP.
Oh, yeah. So pretty much what you're learning is if you want to get away with crypto fraud, go after people that haven't been laid in 10 years.
You'll see earnings. You'll even be able to withdraw some money.
But then again, people that are really into crypto haven't been laid in 10 years.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He is over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com and don't freak out. Don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. If you go there and it's like booked and sold out, join the waiting list. I know you might have to wait 3 more days, but his haircuts are so good, bro. It's worth it. For all the info, richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out! Oh my God! Is he dead?
No, I'm just drunk.
Oh my God!
It's cool, everybody. I'm just drunk. See? It's okay. It's all cool, man. It's just... What? What? What are y'all looking at? What are you looking at?
Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi. 856-49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Play Music by searching Hoppy Radio. Spread the word.
In today's Tech Bites, Instagram is rolling out new...
Oh, that's a really edgy name for ABC News. Tech Bytes. Yeah.
In today's Tech Bytes, Instagram is rolling out new messaging features. Users will have the option of replying to DMs directly from their feed without clicking on their inbox.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so convenient. We're that fucking lazy.
You can also send song previews in 30-second clips.
Well, that's good. Check out Happy Hour on every single podcasting platform by searching Happy Radio, which you already did.
Samsung is launching a new program that will allow users of some Galaxy devices to make their own repairs.
Got it.
The company will offer access to approved parts, tools, and detailed repair guides.
Oh, they're going to make it really official. You know what I think's been weird about Facebook lately? Amongst a lot of things. Is they're doing this thing where, like, so I have a computer I log into at work, I have my phone, I have my two laptops, and, like, if you join a new browser, they're like, we're looking out for your security. Can we please have you remember the last five comments that you wrote? And I'm like, and then they're like, oh, but you can also connect by having a text code go to your cell phone. And then it's like, the problem is you sold our info. He went to Congress and pretty much admitted he's a dirtbag. But now I care about your safety. Not when I sold it to everybody. But now I do because I got caught. Because I'm Mark Zuckerberg and I have a small dick.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
And I'm also a proven sociopath because on the TV show I was interviewed on, when I had a bookshelf, I held up the books with a barbecue sauce. Do you remember that? You know what I'm talking about? He literally, usually they like put a rock or an award to hold up their books. But no, he used barbecue sauce. It's the most Mark Zuckerberg thing ever. Speaking of another sociopathic dirtbag.
Soccer star Hope Solo has had a run-in with the law.
This is not sexist. But all the things she's been accused of, when men do it, everybody, it's good. They're canceled. But Hope Solo, oh, she's really good at soccer. Let's just not cancel her. She's a dirtbag. She's an awful person. She shouldn't have been in that marriage she was in. She's beat up people. And like when anybody else does it, yeah, cancel them. But Hope Solo, oh, well.
Soccer star Hope Solo has had a run-in with the law.
Which was not a surprise. She's kind of a bad person.
The former goalie for the U.S. women's national team has been charged with a DWI, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor child abuse.
Do you know who I am?
Access Hollywood can confirm. According to officials, Solo had her two-year-old twins in the vehicle with her when she was arrested in a Walmart parking lot and taken into custody in North Carolina on Thursday.
If you were to read that sentence, you would say that person's a loser. Like, if you were to, like, not know who it was, listen. Listen to this sentence. This is of a deadbeat loser mom. Listen.
Arrested in a Walmart parking lot and taken into custody in North Carolina on Thursday.
Taken in a Walmart parking lot, drunk in North Carolina, especially the North Carolina thing, especially. I don't think you guys have ever actually been to a Walmart in North Carolina. It's not even like bad. It just looks like North Carolina. Maybe because it's covered in UNC and Duke merchandise, but there's just a vibe to it.
The Winston-Salem Police Department also...
Exactly. I love Winston-Salem. It's the most boring town ever. It's where my nana's from. It's where my family's from. It's a really weird town because going there makes you appreciate the big city you live in. Like, you go, oh, there's really nothing to do in St. Petersburg or Tampa or Cleveland or Chicago or wherever you're listening. And then you go to Winston-Salem and you're like, yeah, there's really nothing to do here. Like, they quit selling booze at 10 o'clock.
The Winston-Salem Police Department also confirmed to Access that the Olympic gold medalist was, quote, processed and subsequently released from their law enforcement detention center.
Of course she was. You know who else got into trouble in good old Winston-Salem like 15, 20 years ago? John Daly, the golfer. There's something about professional athletes going to the triad area of Winston-Salem and Greensboro. And High Point, that when you go there, man, you get turned up because you get really fucked up by 10 p.m. and then you go to bed, I guess.
Solo's lawyer shared a statement about the incident on the athlete's social media accounts on Friday.
To be fair, though, it is really pretty there.
Stating that her, quote, kids are her life.
Oh, they are. That's why I was driving drunk in a Walmart parking lot in North Carolina in Winston-Salem. I bet I've actually been to that Walmart. Oh, it's crazy, man.
Quote, on the advice of counsel, Hope can't speak about the situation.
Because she's guilty as fuck.
But she wants everyone to know that her kids are her life.
Oh, yeah,
she was released immediately and is now at home with her family.
Oh, that's good. I bet everything at home, she's really calm and collected.
And the story is more sympathetic than the initial charges suggest.
Oh, yeah, because she's rich and famous and called her lawyer. But if anybody else did this, anybody else. Because there's some weird things that come from North Carolina. And whenever it's an average Joe that does it, the news makes fun of it. Oh, it's North Carolina being crazy. But when it's Hope Solo, she's an angel.
And she looks forward to her opportunity to defend these charges.
No, it's called hiring a lawyer that makes it all go away. There's really nothing to defend there, honey. It's just more you're just going to get away with it because you're Hope Solo, bro.
The statement read. The 40-year-old shares her children with former NFL player Jeremy Stevens.
Who the hell is he?
The two tied the knot back in 2012.
Oh, I'm sure it's a great marriage. 10 years of success. Speaking of somebody who should be irrelevant.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
This hack.
Nick Lachey is setting the record straight.
Please do. 2009 called.
After the Love is Blind host was involved in a heated exchange with the paparazzi, he took to Twitter to share his side of the story.
Okay. Remind me in 30 seconds to talk about Love is Blind.
Quote, last night, after enjoying a great dinner with my wife and our dear friend, the paparazzi harassed us as we walked back to our hotel.
And you should be glad.
The former 98 Degrees singer wrote, adding, quote, I clearly overreacted.
You know you are irrelevant if they have to bring up 98 Degrees. Remember when he was in that band that had like 3 or 4 hits? Oh, yeah. He's such a good guy. Yeah, he says, I clearly overreacted. You should be grateful that the paparazzi want to talk to you, buddy boy.
I've been in this game long enough to know that their antics are sadly part of the deal. Stupid of me, done.
Oh yeah, that last part of the tweet's going to totally not make the paparazzi attack you more. Their antics are sadly a part of the deal. Yeah, and you wonder why they keep bothering you. You're reacting. And then he goes, I clearly overreacted.
Hours before Nick's statement, TMZ reported that the star allegedly confronted a woman who was attempting to take a photo of him and his wife, Vanessa Lachey, on Sunday night in Beverly Hills, California.
Wow, that's been a long relationship, man. That's another irrelevant person, those two dummies.
His wife, Vanessa Lachey, on Sunday night in Beverly Hills, California. In a video obtained by the outlet, Nick was filmed calling the female photographer who was sitting in her parked car a, quote, motherfucker. Before asking, quote, is paparazzi still a thing?
Whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. Paparazzi is very much a thing. Trust me on that. So I've never seen an episode of Love is Blind. I have no plan on watching an episode of Love is Blind. But the radio DJ Sonic from 104.3 Jams, WBMX in Chicago, he tweeted out a picture of him watching Love is Blind. And I'm like, holy shit, when I saw the picture. And why did I say holy shit? I look at it and I go, holy crap, I know that dude. To anybody out there that knows Kyle Abrams on Love is Blind, I did a podcast with him 10 years ago. He's like 2 years older. He went to the same high school. And his biggest accomplishment is banging a girl I had a crush on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live on Odyssey and ZRadio Live on TuneIn. When I tell you it's the best top 40 radio station in this country, I'm a man of my words. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central for all the info. ZRadioLive.com. It's alive.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Sue me. I'm colorful. Doesn't mean I belong in here making potholders with the wackos. Besides, what gives you the right to judge other people anyway?
The diploma. Judging people is pretty much the main benefit.
That and the license plates with MD on them. You can park almost anywhere.
And when you think about it, isn't that exactly the point? Parking and driving and shopping and eating and working. Somewhere, somehow, they all got chewed up and spit back out. They don't taste like living anymore. Don't you see what it's like in this deranged, wearing blender of a world? Every day is an agonizing ordeal. Like balancing a pot of scalding water on your head while people whip your legs and butt.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So I'm watching NBA TV while recording this podcast. And they showed a commercial with Muggsy Bogues, one of the shortest NBA players who was really good. They showed another NBA player that I didn't recognize. And then they showed Patton Oswalt, and they're all drinking at a bar. And my God, Patton Oswalt was never really a good-looking guy or someone I would want to have date my daughter if I had one. But at the same time, man, he is getting creepy with age. Patton Oswalt getting creepy? Who would have saw that coming?
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Anywho, you can always call the show and leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hobby Radio. You can always email me, ryanhobbyradio@gmail.com.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are ready to expand their family, but her ex Scott Disick, he's not exactly here for it.
He's a weird guy. He's really funny on that show, but man, he needs to get over it. Weirdo! If anybody else, he's like Kanye West. If anybody else did the actions of Scott Disick or Kanye West, they would be deemed psychotic. But when it's them, we give it a pass. Kind of similar to that dirty, rotten imbecile known as Hope Solo.
I mean, I think you just gotta figure out really what's important to you at the end of the day.
I think what should be important for you, bud, is getting over that marriage to Kourtney.
A source tells ET that the Poosh founder and her fiance want to have a child together. The idea of adding to their bunch is very important and exciting to them. But news of the couple growing their family hasn't exactly been a secret.
Yeah, not really a well-documented secret because they want it out there for publicity.
Travis and I want to have a baby.
Put the sample in this cup.
Gross. Take our mics off. You don't get the audio.
You guys are so edgy and wild. You have sex? Whoa!
That's Kourt and Trav at the doctor's office, a moment that will be featured on her new Hulu series, The Kardashians.
Oh, yeah, so that means she really helped him explode there.
I'm just, like, living life and whatever happens, happens.
Tell me about it.
Of course, Kourt already has three kids of her own, 12-year-old Mason, 9-year-old Penelope, and 7-year-old Rain.
Had a lot of activity there, that whole family has. 856-49-HOPPY.
Olivia Rodrigo had her hands full. After the 2022 Grammy Awards, the 19-year-old singer won 3 trophies on Sunday, including Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance, and Best Pop Vocal Album. Okay. When she attempted to hold all of her new golden gramophones at once, Olivia accidentally dropped one and it broke in two. Her OMG reaction was snapped by photographers.
That wasn't the only time she made a face that night. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Shawn Mendes is getting real about his breakup from Camila Cabello.
I'm not over it.
And opened up about how the split has changed him as a person. Let's get into it.
It's been several months since Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello shocked the world by announcing they called it quits after 2 years of dating.
It wasn't that long.
But it seems like this breakup still feels fresh to Shawn.
Yeah, everybody thinks men have no emotion. Men are douchebags. Men are imbeciles. But trust me, we feel emotions. We can feel it. We don't like breakups. Why do you think liquor shops are so popular?
While appearing on an episode of SiriusXM's Morning Mashup,
that's a good show.
Discussed his new single When You're Gone and got super candid about his split with Camila.
I think for me, a lot of it was about giving myself a lot of grace, you know, and not being too hard on myself.
When You're Gone isn't the first breakup song Sean has written about Camila. As his heartbreaking ballad, It'll Be Okay.
Oh, I can't play it because of copyright laws. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline, you are a loser if you were offended by this. You would not have survived in the 70s.
Bruno Mars had fans shook after he lit a cigarette during his acceptance speech at the 2022 Grammy Awards. Oh.
Duh, he's trying to do like a Prince or something. Like he's trying to, well, maybe. he's trying to be like the singer Prince or something where they're like smoking a cigarette. I didn't even notice. When he won the Grammy, I was like, good for Bruno Mars. Song's a little overplayed, but it was a good song. I like when good music wins at award shows, very rarely. But that's a good song. Him and Anderson made a good song, but I'm so numb to being offended that I didn't even notice he smoked a cigarette. It just seemed like an average thing that Bruno Mars would do. I mean, he was caught with cocaine 12 years ago.
Over the weekend, it was a big night for his R&B group Silk Sonic, which consists of the 36-year-old singer and Anderson .Paak.
I thought it was Peak. I'm glad I didn't say. I wasn't sure about his last name, so I'm glad I didn't say Peak.
The pair had a, quote, clean sweep, as Anderson put it, taking home all four awards they were nominated for. But it was something Bruno did while accepting the Record of the Year award that had fans freaking out. While Anderson was accepting the prestigious award, Bruno took a cigarette from his pocket and lit it on stage before taking the mic to say, "We love y'all."
It's cool. I don't think cigarettes are cool, but the way he does. Look, cigarettes aren't cool. They smell. They're hideous. But how do I word this? If you see an average Joe that like buys. Okay, here's how I'm going to word it. Bruno Mars makes cigarette smoking looking cool because he makes it look cool. That was bad grammar. Me judging bad grammar earlier, and then I do that. I'm no different than Cardi B. Bruno Mars makes cigarette smoking look cool. He's doing it up there. He's doing whatever. But if you like go to like Wawa, have you ever gone to like Wawa or 7-Eleven and there's someone in front of them and they're like, which cigarette pack do you want? He's like, I'll take that one. And they're like, no. And I'll take that one. And they're really bossy to them because they're embarrassed that they're buying cigarettes because deep down they know they're giving themselves cancer. The thing is this. They don't ever look good because they smoke all day. I don't think Bruno Mars smokes all day. I think he was just trying to be edgy and wild. So anybody that was offended by it, loser!
Shut up!
The Grammys were broadcast live on TV, which is why some viewers were shocked by the singer's gesture.
If you were offended, get a life. Life's too short. You're a loser. I'm offended by cigarette smoking. I'm going to send in an FCC complaint because I'm so bothered by it.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's marriage has been backed by an ex.
Oh, thank God they got the approval of that sociopath, Shayna.
Shortly after news broke that the two tied the knot in Las Vegas following the 2022 Grammys, the drummer's ex-wife, Shayna Mokler, congratulated the newlyweds.
While drinking a bottle of wine and getting mad. I was supposed to get married first. Change your attitude and maybe people will want to date you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Britney Spears is in the news again.
Next up, Britney Spears, the pop icon, says she's ready to put her story in print on Monday.
Didn't Carson Daly bang her?
Britney used a lengthy post on Instagram to confirm that she's writing a memoir describing how her conservatorship made her feel less than. And now the deleted post. I don't understand why these people write all these good posts and then take them down.
I agree with you.
Anyway, she wrote, I'm writing a book at the moment, and it's actually healing and therapeutic. It's also hard bringing up the past events in my life.
And I'm going to bring down that fucking family of mine.
I've been able to express openly. I can only imagine that I do sound childish, but I was extremely young when those events took place. This announcement follows the reports that earlier we said in the year that she did that book deal worth $15 million.
It's nothing to her. 856 49 Hoppy.
And Britney has not confirmed a release date or publisher for the project.
That might be the most, how do I word this? I'm having a hard time wording things today. And I'm doing a talk show. That's weird. How do I word this? That might be one of the top selling books of all time. All the fans are going to be like, we need to support her. She needs money.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
The most exciting guest that came was Ryan's plus one. I'm going on record.
This sentence describes Kelly Ripa.
The most exciting guest that came was.
Yeah, that was my husband.
Ryan's plus one. I'm going on record. If you two break up, I will go into seclusion.
Please. Please, Ryan Seacrest, dump her.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I was going to end the show, but I got a few more things to get into, but I was really proud of that one-liner, so I had to go to break.
I was like, you know what? I'm in my 40s. Like, sorry. Like, just go for it. Find your happiness.
Bang Pete Davidson.
Yeah. And like, I went for it and I took my time and I found it and it feels so good.
I love that young D.
And I want to hold on to that forever.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good.
And it seems like forever may be in the cards for Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. From the SNL star branding her name on his chest.
I just think he was like, I want something that's there that I can't, you know, get rid of my tattoos. He's like, I don't want to be able to get rid of it or to cover it up. And I just wanted it like there as like a scar on me.
You definitely do leave scars on men.
So cute, guys.
It is.
Whatever. 856, 49 Hoppy.
Is Kanye West going to be performing at Coachella this year?
No. Nope.
The rapper has reportedly pulled out of performing at the music festival.
Too bad Kanye really doesn't know how to pull out.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.